Look, in the course of your life, you've probably found yourself in at least one job with a boss that you, well, let's say you intensely dislike, let's put it politely. That's especially common for service and hospitality workers in busy cafes, bars, restaurants, you name it. But for employees in this high-stress, high-turnover industry, there might be a brand new way to hold bosses to account thanks to a website, Rate My Boss. Now, it was recently launched by the United Voice Union, and it's giving hospitality workers a chance to check reviews on potential employers before taking on a job. Users are encouraged to share their experiences on the website, and it's providing fellow hospo workers with an invaluable resource to find safe workplaces. In fact, over 1,000 reviews have been uploaded to the website since it was launched just in December last year. Now, Brett Edgington, Secretary of Ballarat Regional Trades and Labour Council, is an affiliate of the United Voice Union and has been overseeing the website's rollout. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. Now, look, how widespread is worker abuse in the hospo industry that this website is so valuable?
Well, look, statistics in Victoria, and especially in regional Victoria, and probably the same up into all of regional Australia, point to almost one in two young workers under the age of 25 being illegally paid. So that's everything from cash in hand, full-blown wage theft, through to non-payment of superannuation or penalty rates and overtime.
And I imagine there's, how do we place this? If you're a young female hospitality worker, there's also other issues at play there as well.
Yeah, there is. Look, and unfortunately, we're often in places where you find wage theft and systemic underpayment. Obviously, there's a pretty bad vibe in a lot of those regions, and you're right, it often leads to problems with bullying and harassment, especially when you approach your boss to say you're being underpaid.
So with the Rate My Boss reviews, how do you make sure they are legitimate and not sort of the product of an angry ex-employee?
Well, I guess for all rating sites, you have the angry ex-employees that will get on and put a rating on. You'll also have the bosses that will get on and try to put good ratings on their business. But rating, it's not a new thing. So everywhere from Amazon to hotels.com to other food and restaurant sites, people are getting pretty used now to leaving ratings for services that they receive. I guess the thing that really overcomes the occasional angry rant or the boss trying to praise up his business is having the amount of data, so enough people logging on and leaving information so that a trend starts to develop.
And how has the response been to Rate My Boss?
Well, it's only been launched here in Victoria for a few months. And as you said, we've had over 1,000 reviews now. Certainly in my area in Ballarat, there's a number of Ballarat businesses now that are being rated on the site. And we're just, in the process of building the site and encouraging young hospitality and retail workers to jump on and leave their feedback.
I mean, how valuable is this information for people when they are going to these jobs?
Well, I think the value of it is that for so long, young workers in retail and hospitality have just not had a voice. More often than not, these young workers aren't under any sort of employment contract. They know when they approach their boss to say, hey, I shouldn't be getting $11 cash in hand, or hey, I should be getting penalty rates and overtime for working on the weekend. The boss sacks them on the spot because there's no formal agreement. They have no power. So one of the things that this has created is a bit of an opportunity, a platform, to actually give them some voice and some power to reach out to their fellow workers to say, I've had a great experience in this venue, or I've had a really bad experience. So for one, I guess if you're looking at finding a job in the industry, you can have a look through the site and work out where you would or wouldn't like to work. But also for people going to these restaurants, I think it's a great opportunity for people to go, I want to only eat at a place that I know is going to pay their staff properly and do the right thing. I'm going to jump on here and have a look before I go out to dinner next time.
Well, that's great. I had kind of thought of this only from the hospo point of view, but obviously patrons can look at this as well.
Yeah, and I think patrons can put a lot of pressure onto these venues as well. So I'd certainly be jumping on and saying, well, look, that place has got a 4 or 5 star rating, and the workers there are saying they're being treated well and they're treated respectfully. I'd like to eat there. I'm certainly not going to log onto a place, find a 1 star where I know that workers are being, harassed, bullied, systemically underpaid. I don't want to support those with my custom, and I'm sure there's a lot of people around who would feel the same way.
Look, clearly a crowdsourced kind of information package like this is very, very valuable, but surely we also want regulation in the industry to stop this before it begins.
Well, the website rating is only part of the package that we're trying to roll out with Rate My Boss. One of the things that become really apparent, given that almost one in two, so nearly 50% of young workers in regional Victoria, and as I said, probably regional Australia, are being illegally paid in some way, the union models that existed to unionise and organise in those areas were really broken. So in many ways, there's a union model that's existed for over a century, you know, where you formally join your union, fill out a form, pay your money out of a bank deposit. So the other part of this platform is to create an online app, an online website and presence where workers can jump on, pay only a few dollars a fortnight to become a member of this site. And also in the back end of it is going to be online Q&A support, a phone information line where they'll be able to ring up and receive work. And obviously the unions working in these industries too will keep a very close eye on this site. And certainly where places are coming in with very bad ratings on a very regular basis, it allows a target where we know we need to go and have a look at these venues and the staff in these venues and advocate for their rights.
Look, Brett, it's a great resource. It is ratemyboss.org.au. We'll have links up on 2SER.com, and I'd encourage anyone to check it before they go out. And as you suggested, patrons can be getting the most use out of it as well. Brett, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, Nick.
Brett Edgington there, Secretary of the Ballarat Regional Trades and Labour Council. Look, it's a great resource if you're working in hospitality or looking for a job in the industry, but as I just said, it's a great resource if you're looking for the right place to go and spend your money. Links up, as I said, on 2SER.com.